Hola amigos, ¿qué tal? Ser bienvenidos a un nuevo programa de canciones basadas en historias reales, aquí en Radio Matorral. Hoy te presentaremos todas las canciones en otro idioma diferente al nuestro. Saludos de quien te habla, Ana Hernán, que te transportaré a muchos lugares del mundo. Sin más, empezamos con Pearl Jam y Jeremy. La canción de Pearl Jam, Jeremy, es la historia de un chico de Texas de 16 años. Entra en su aula, saca una pistola y se pega un tiro en la boca frente a sus compañeros. Ocurrió en 1991. ¿Qué le había llevado a tomar tan drástica medida? Esto es lo que se preguntó Eddie Welder al leer la noticia en los periódicos y le llevó a escribir esta impactante canción publicada en el primer álbum de Pearl Jam, Ten. Nos habla de desinterés por parte de los padres, burlas de sus compañeros, soledad. El videoclip de este tema fue retocado porque, según la MTV, parecía que el chico disparaba contra los estudiantes. Todo esto provocó una polémica cuyo resultado fue que la banda se negara a grabar ningún vídeo hasta 1998. Pearl Jam, Jeremy.
Something that mommy wouldn't wear. King Jam.
Vamos a escuchar ahora a una de las bandas de hard rock más importante, AC/DC, AC/DC, con su tema Black in Black. Es uno de los temas más conocidos. La canción habla de la muerte de Bon Scott, el vocalista de la banda hasta 1980, cuando murió a causa de una intoxicación etílica. Todo el disco está dedicado a él. AC/DC, Black y Black. Si AC/DC es una de las bandas de rock más escuchada, Bob Dylan, aparte de cantante, es músico, compositor, poeta, y considerado como una de las figuras prolíficas e influyentes de la música popular del siglo XX y comienzos del XXI. Hurricane es una canción compuesta por él sobre el boxeador Rubin Carter, acusado injustamente de un triple homicidio. Fue publicada en el álbum Desire en enero de 1976, dando a conocer públicamente el caso del boxeador Rubin Hurricane Carter. Se le atribuye a Hurricane el haber facilitado el apoyo popular para la defensa de Carter. Bob Dylan, Hurricane.
Pistol shots ring out on a barroom night. It's a Betty Valentine from the other hall. She sees the bartender in a pool of blood. Found out, my God, you killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came too late for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell but one time, he could have been the champion of the world. Peabody's lying there, there's Patty C. And another man in Bello moving mysteriously. I didn't do what he says, he throws up his hands. I was only rubbing the register, I hope you understand. I saw them leave and he says and he stops. One of us said better call up the cops. And so Betty calls the cops. And they arrive on the scene with the red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Far away in another part of town, Reuben got him and a couple of friends are driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown. Had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down when a cop pulled him over to the side of the road. Just like the time before and the time before that, Patterson, that's the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna draw the heat. Alfred Bellow had a rap for the cops. Me and Arthur Dexter Bradley were prowling around. Came to some last night to see what he could steal. To remember the white cow and buy with state plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. They took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, they told him that he could identify the guilty man. Reuben in, took him to the hospital. They brought him upstairs. The wounded man looks up through his one dying eye. Say, why'd you bring him in here for? He ain't the guy. Here's the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell but one time, he could have been the champion of the world. Ghetto's on flame. Rubens in South America fighting for his name. Arthur Dexter Bradley still in the robbery game. The cops are putting the screws in, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that happened in that bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Think you like to play ball with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night. Don't forget now, you're way. Still Bradley said, I'm really not sure. Cops in a pool boy like you could use a break. We got you for that motel job, talking to Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society your favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in stir. We want to on you. We ain't no gentlemen yet. Rumor can take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he said, I do it for pay. And when it's over, I'll just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise. The town street's slow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man into a mouse. All of Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus, he never had a chance. Witnesses, drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bug. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. Oh, they could not produce the gun. The DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old white jury agreed. Was falsely tried. Crime was murder and one. Guess who testified? Bello and Broly, and they both lied. And the newspapers went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? You seem obviously afraid. Could never make me feel ashamed to live in a land where justice is a game. Free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. That's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name. Give him back the time he's done, put in a prison cell with one time. He's gonna be in the champion of the world.
Radio Matorral, 107.4 de la FM, en estéreo, la emisora cerrada. Escuchas el programa Canciones basadas en historias reales. Seguimos con el Boss, con Bruce Springsteen y su tema American Skin 41 Shots. Esos 41 disparos de los que nos habla el título de esta composición restallaron la mañana del 4 de febrero de 1999. Una buena parte de ellos fueron a parar al cuerpo de Amadou Diallo, un inmigrante africano de 23 años que, delante de cuatro policías, fue a sacar la documentación del bolsillo con un movimiento que ellos interpretaron como el de sacar un arma. Durante la interpretación de American Skin, Springsteen sube la tensión dramática, repitiendo una y otra vez 41 shots. Y siempre que la canta en directo, pide silencio al público. El jefe de policía de Nueva York y el alcalde Rudolph Giuliani atacaron duramente al Boss por esta canción, que publicó junto a la String Band en su disco Living in New York City, Bruce Springsteen, American Skin.
Forty-one shots and we'll take that ride. Cross this bloody river to the other side. 41 shots cut through the night. You're kneeling over his body in the vestibule, praying for his life. Well, is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a wallet? This is your life. It ain't no secret.
It ain't no secret.
No secret, my friend. You get killed just for living in your American skin.
41 shots. 41 shots. 41 shots. 41 shots.
41 shots. Lena gets her son ready for school. She says, on these streets, child rules, you've got to understand the rules. If an officer stops you, promise me you'll always be polite, and that you'll never ever run away. And promise mama you'll keep your hands inside. Well, is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a wallet? This is your life. It ain't no secret.
It ain't no secret.
No secret, my friend. You get killed just for living in your American skin.
'Si los temas de Bruce Springsteen son muy conocidos, no digamos el que viene a continuación. Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple. Puede que contenga el riff más repetido de la historia del rock, Los acontecimientos descritos alrededor de ese mágico sonido son bien conocidos. Un incendio declarado durante un concierto de Frank Zappa en el Festival de Jazz de Montreux. De hecho, la canción narra de forma bastante explícita el incidente. Formó parte del disco de 1972, Machine Head, aunque la versión más famosa es la que se incluyó en Made in Japan del mismo año, Deep Purple. Cambiamos de ritmo musical, ahora un poquito de rap, con un tema de Kendrick Lamar, Swimming Pool. Cuando Lamar lanzó este tema en 2012, fue aceptado como un himno de fiesta, pero la historia detrás de la canción es un poco más oscura. Trata sobre la presión social que empuja al rapero a beber y que estaban destruyendo su vida. Ahora dejé de andar con gente que vivía su vida en una botella. Algunos quieren encajar con los populares. Ese era mi problema. Kendrick Lamar, Swimming Pool.
Pull up. Frank. Headshot. Frank. Sit down. Frank. Stand up. Frank. Pass out. Frank. Wake up. Frank. Fade it. Frank. Fade it.
Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people wanna cure their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots, I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pull up. Frank. Headshot. Frank. Sit down. Frank. Stand up. Frank. Pass out. Frank. Wake up. Frank. Fade it. Frank. Fade it.
Frank. Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most that someone said to me.
Nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pull up. Frank. Headshot. Frank. Sit down. Frank. Stand up. Frank. Pass out. Frank. Wake up. Frank. Fade it. Frank. Fade it.
Frank.
Chopper, 100 shots, bang, hop out, do you, bang, two chopper, 200 shots, bang, I ride, you ride, bang, one chopper, 100 shots, bang, hop out, do you, bang, two chopper, 200 shots, bang.
Nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots, I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pull up. Drink. Headshot. Drink. Sit down. Drink. Stand up. Drink. Pass out. Drink. Wake up. Drink. Fade it.
Radio Matorral, 107.4 de la FM, en estéreo, la emisora cerrada. Escuchas el programa Canciones basadas en historias reales. Continuamos con Ren y su tema Swing Happy People. Aunque parezca una canción totalmente upbeat y alegre, es en realidad una canción inspirada por una enorme tragedia. La frase salía como leyenda en un póster de campaña político de Mao. Pero en 1989 ocurrió la masacre de la plaza Tiananmen, cuando un número desconocido de civiles desarmados, que se dice está entre los cientos y los miles, fue masacrado cuando intentaban evitar que las fuerzas militares llegaran a la plaza donde un grupo enorme de jóvenes estudiantes y otros manifestantes habían tomado. Sweet Happy People, Ren. ¿Cuántas veces hemos bailado y escuchado esta canción sin saber de dónde venía ese tema que escuchábamos de Ren? Seguimos con el tema de Eric Clapton, Circus Left Town. Ya en el primer programa comentábamos la estremecedora historia detrás del éxito de Third in Heaven, que además es la canción que todo el mundo sabe que Clapton escribió sobre la trágica muerte de su hijo Connor en 1991. Pero Circus es otro tema que el músico escribió sobre eso. En este caso, habla sobre el último día del cantante que pasó con su hijo, la noche antes de morir, cuando lo llevó al circo. Eric Clapton, Circus Left Town.
Circus Left Town. little man with his eyes on fire and his smile so bright. In his hands are the toys you gave to fill his heart with delight. And in a ring stands a circus clown holding up a knife. You will hear will last you for the rest of your life. And it's sad, so sad. There ain't no easy way round. And it's sad, so sad. All you friends gather round, 'cause the circus left.
Es algo tan triste la muerte de un ser querido, pero sobre todo la muerte de un hijo y en esas circunstancias como el de Eric Clapton. Cambiamos el estado triste por el alegre, con Queen y ese tema, The Show Must Get On. El show debe continuar, que siga el espectáculo. Esta canción es conmovedora porque fue escrita por Brian May, el guitarrista de Queen, sobre su amigo y compañero de banda, Freddie Mercury, quien se exigía demasiado para mantener su nivel en las presentaciones de la banda, mientras se debilitaba cada vez más por el SIDA. Era tanta la preocupación que por un momento May pensó que Mercury no podría cantar con la poderosa voz que el tema requería, pero el cantante lo consiguió. El show debe continuar. Vamos a recordar al rey. A él, a Freddie Mercury.
Empty spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know that. this go on and on? Does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless crime behind the curtain in the pantomime. Hold the line. Does anybody want to take it anymore? Tales of yesterday.
Radio Matorral, 107.4 de la FM, en estéreo, la emisora cerrada. Estamos llegando al final de canciones basadas en historias reales. Y el broche final lo pone Tori Amos con su tema Meet the Game. Esta poderosa canción narra la desgarradora historia de que sufrió la cantante Tori Amos, que fue violada y amenazada con un cuchillo en Los Ángeles cuando tenía 21 años y salía de cantar en un bar. Logró escapar con vida y años más tarde, luego de ver la película Thelma y Luis, se vio reviviendo la terrible experiencia. Esa misma noche, camino a un recital en Londres, escribió la canción en su mente y la interpretó a capela. La canción fue el primer sencillo de su primer disco de estudio. Este es dramático recuento que hace la propia Amos de esta vivencia. Nunca volveré a hablar sobre esto a este nivel, pero deja que te pregunte, ¿por qué sobreviví esa noche cuando otras mujeres no lo hicieron? ¿cómo es que estoy viva hoy aquí para contar esta historia cuando él estaba listo para matarme? En la canción digo que éramos yo y una pistola, pero no era una pistola, era un cuchillo lo que él tenía. Y la idea era llevarme a casa de su amigo y cortarme, y él me lo decía una y otra vez, por horas. Y si él no hubiese necesitado más drogas, yo habría sido otro reporte en las noticias, donde ves a los padres llorando por sus hijas. Yo estaba cantando himnos, como digo en la canción, porque él me lo ordenó. Yo canté para mantenerme viva. Aún así sobreviví a la tortura que me dejó temerosa y paralizada por años. Eso fue lo que pasó esa noche. Una mutilación más que una violación por medio del sexo. Yo realmente siento que fui psicológicamente mutilada esa noche y que ahora estoy comenzando a ordenar las piezas por medio del amor, no del odio, y por medio de la música. Mi fuerza ha consistido en volver a abrirme al mundo, a la vida, y mi victoria es que, a pesar de todo, mantuve mi vulnerabilidad viva. Escuchamos a capela a Tori Amos con su tema Meet Again.
5 a.m. Friday morning, Thursday night, far from sleep. I'm still up and driving, can't go home, obviously. So I'll just change direction, 'cause they'll soon know where I live, and I wanna live. Got a full tank and some chips, with me and a gun and a man on my back. And I sang holy, holy as he buttoned down his pants. You can laugh, it's kind of funny, the things you think in times like these. Like I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. Yes, I wore a slinky red thing. Does that mean I should spread for you, your friends, your father, Mr. Ed? Was me and a gun and a man on my back. But I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. And I know what this means. Me and Jesus, a few years back, used to hang, and he said, it's your choice, babe, just remember, I don't think you'll be back in 3 days' time, so you choose well. Tell me what's right. Is it my right be on my stomach, a fretzville? It's me and a gun and a man on my back. But I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. And do you know Carolina, where the biscuits soft and sweet, these things go through your head when there's a man on your back. You're pushed flat on your stomach. It's not a classic Cadillac. Me and a gun and a man on my back. But I haven't seen Barbados. So I must get out of this. I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this.
Y hasta aquí llegó nuestro programa Canciones basadas en historias reales. Espero que las hayas disfrutado mucho. Tú las has escogido para ti. Se despide de ti, Ana. Nos escuchamos en próximos programas, aquí en Radio Matorral.